WJFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gay.
Right. Rosie O'Donnell invites the gay guy, the gay stripper from American Idol to go on her cruise.
Danny, if you're watching, I don't know if you have to sit around the American Idol studio and like look sad for the next few weeks or something, because I think that's part of the contract. But a week from tomorrow, an Our Family Vacation cruise is leaving from San Diego for 1 week and going to Cabo San Lucas or somewhere down in Mexico.
Puerto Vallarta.
Thank you. Puerto Vallarta, says the mystery voice from beyond. That's Bobby Pierce. So, Danny Noriega, Tainted Love Kid.
Oh.
You got a free cruise.
I got it mixed
you
up.
You and a friend. Now, you're 18.
Oh, yeah, he's not the stripper.
Purplehead Kid, right.
Will give you permission if you're still living at home. Maybe you can bring them. Call Our Family Vacations. Okay, look it up right now, Danny. And come on there. And I want you to sing Tainted Love. And I think you're fantastic. And I think you're a bold and brave and beautiful young man. And I admire you, Danny Noriega. And you have an amazing voice. And your hair looks good straightened. So why don't you come on the cruise? You know who's going to be there? Sharon Gless. Fantastic. Cyndi Lauper. You can sing with her. And me on stage. Sam Harris. He started on Star Search. Very similar to American
Sam
Idol.
Harris.
Just so you know. So that's it. Danny Noriega from American Idol. Please call Our Family Vacations because you've won a free cruise.
The Don and Mike Show.
Wow. Creepy.
My mistakes.
Creepy.
My numerous mistakes. Not the stripper. Not the guy that might be halfway a gay. The kid with the purple hair.
Right. It looks like Jessica Alba.
What do you think, Jackson?
Tied forever at the kneecaps. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
So come on the cruise with us.
So she's like wearing a little dirty bandana and weaving her webs over there and inviting Danny to go. Because she thinks he's gay and
yes.
He might have a good time on the cruise?
Gay.
Interesting.
Because you're beautiful and gay.
You're brave and you're beautiful, and one of my assistants wants you.
Gay. Hello. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Don and Mike, Radio
Sharon
God.
Glass.
Sharon.
Mike, I have a question for you.
Hold on. Let's just Sharon Glass just for a second.
Yeah, Sharon Glass. Just all reflect.
Right.
What young teenage boy doesn't want to go on a cruise with Sharon Glass?
That
Sharon
Glass. Bitch! Yes.
You know, she's still the hot one from Cagney.
Yeah. So, hey, well, you got to say she is. When you're talking about Time Daily.
Time!
Yes, sir. What can I do for you?
What's up?
Mike, are you going to move that bed into the same room you have your tanning bed?
Oh, God, you have a memory on you. My God, that's a horrible memory. That is a truly horrible memory from many, many years ago.
Oh, that's right. That's the tanning bed from eBay.
Yeah, yes.
Right.
Yes, many, many moons ago. And, in a land far away.
AWA. a wife ago. AWA. A wife ago.
Yes, a wife ago. Never saw that product. Ever. Never saw that product at all. And I, you know what? And really, this new product that I'm talking about, I hope it gets resolved. I hope everything.
Me too.
I hope that the parts arrive, then I call the guys to come out and they fix it and everything's fine. I just, you know, occasionally you don't want to be crawling around something you don't know anything about
with a bad
when
back.
You just got it with a bad back, yeah. When you just got it 2 days ago.
Right. Hello, Don and Mike Show. I bet it's cake for you very soon.
You think so?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure.
Good. Hope so.
Power of the show.
I'll let you know if that happens.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Good afternoon, geriatric radio gods.
Hi there.
Yeah, just wanted to tell you I was doing the assassination of Jesse James, and they used Brad Pitt used the word misremembering about a few.
Oh,
minutes.
It's a shame your phone's not.
I think he misremembers.
I think he was going with that, and he was also going with
what not
with that
yeah.
From that movie.
Right.
Oh, but it's a bad phone. Hi, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Are you just a man? You are. Don't want to make mistakes. Come on, baby, dry your eyes. Wipe your tears.
I thought it was pitchy.
Very.
Just eye it for me.
I thought it was very cabaret.
Boo!
I'm sorry.
Boo!
Excuse me. I thought it was cabaret.
Boo!
He wasn't ready for this competition.
Every weekend, Simon.
I wish he'd strip.
Simon Cowell is on TMZ every weekend.
Really?
And this past weekend, he's coming out of somewhere, and they say, what about the stripping guy? And he says, oh, come on. We're in the music industry. He wasn't out killing puppies, now was he?
Good. Good for Simon.
Come on. What do they say, drowning puppies or killing puppies?
Give me a break. He's just showing off his stuff, his goods, his junk.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
My brothers.
Yeah, hey, what's happening with you?
Hey, man. Mike, I feel your pain, man. Mike, I mean, Don and Mike, you're saying you want to sleep on the left-hand side of your lady, right?
No, I sleep to the right of my lady.
I sleep to the left of my gal.
Yeah, because my theory is like...
Actually,
you know,
if you were looking at us, I would be on the left of her. If you were standing at the end of the bed, I would be on the left. But on my side, if I'm looking at the TV, I'm on the right side of the bed, she's on the left.
And that's how you should always gauge it. From your vantage point at the TV,
which
side are you on?
Mm-hmm. And I'm on the right side.
I'm a left guy.
Right. Yeah, because remember
like,
the side?
Just like politically, Mike, I'm to the left, you're to the right.
As it always has been. And now, are you closest to the door, being on the left?
Negative.
See, I'm closest to the door.
So am I. Not in this case.
That's for protection purpose.
Right.
You know, it's the man, the hunter-gatherer.
I'm closest to the window so I can jump out.
No, I'm very...
I threw the Braun toothpaste, the toothbrush thing out the window.
No, the bed is here. It faces the TV. The door is immediately to my right, and in between is a little wall space where I keep my cache of semi-automatic weapons.
I put Carrie further from the door so it's harder for her to escape. It gives me an extra couple seconds.
She can't run. Right. She can't outrun you in that short of space.
No.
He called me yesterday. So happy. Oh, best birthday present he had.
My birthday miracle.
Yeah.
Hey, what was the birthday miracle
for? Hey, hold on. Are you done there on the phone? Did we get to this?
No.
Okay, what?
You did the Seinfeld show?
We've heard of it, sure.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Barely.
Unfortunately.
Okay, the Seinfeld. You remember when he was dating the girl because he wanted to sit on the side so he could, you know, be on the right side. But to me, the girl needs to be on the right side for the guy.
Can we all just stop for a second and think how little we care about what you're saying?
I think I have a pretty good point.
There you go.
I like that laugh, though.
Wow, that was weird.
How about your Christmas miracle there, boy?
Oh, my birthday miracle.
Your birthday miracle, boy.
Is
this just in.
Thank you, Joe.
What a joke. Yes. What did Joe come running in to hand you?
It was a cart. He wants us to get to the part that says, I wish that Sharon Gless could be on TV every night. It's about a minute 30 into that.
And the newsletter is just about ready to go out. All I need now is the Hank Stutz column.
Okay. Oh, right. Right. Oh, mm-hmm.
Nothing.
Watch.
He's eating.
He's eating a dreamsicle.
Right.
Dictating Hank's thoughts.
It's so gross the way he eats.
It's October.
We all know
all
what that
means.
And we all know what that means. If Princess Di were here, I'd tell her, hang in there.
That doesn't work out too good now, does it, Hank?
No. Kill for a dreamsicle right now.
Oh, he's not eating a dreamsicle. He's kill for one.
It's like popcorn, I think.
No, maybe it's me, but I think Sharon Gless should be on TV every night.
There it is.
Hi, Joe.
Thank you, Joe.
There it is.
All right, so your birthday miracle.
Yes, it was actually the day after my birthday, and it's really just a gift from God when you can get a real sitcom moment like this in real life. You know, my wife works in an upper-end ladies' store.
Right.
And Sunday was her day to open.
I didn't know Fredericks of Hollywood was open on Sunday.
The pleasure chest.
Every Sunday.
Exactly, every Sunday. And nights. But she... She got up, and her alarm goes off. She's got a wacky alarm clock.
Right.
First, it flashes lights for a few minutes. It's supposed to make you get up, you know, easier.
Gradually.
And then the bell goes off.
But you get 10% off at Bass Pro Shops, right?
You missed it by one letter. And so, you know, I heard the snooze, and she snoozed, and she snoozed, and she got up. I said, what time do you have to get to work? She said, early as possible, but we open at 9, and I just got to get there as soon as possible. I said, well, you know, it's 9:05 right now. And she just stopped dead in her tracks. She hadn't sprung forward.
That was your birthday miracle.
It gets better.
Okay.
So she's running around like crazy, gets to work about a half hour late, and about a second after she leaves the house, the manager from the store calls up and says, hi, did Carrie forget to spring forward? And I said, yes, she did, but she'll be there soon. The good news is the store got open.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah, but it was just, it was great.
You didn't do any extra throwing under the bus, you know, if you really wanted to throw under the bus. No, she just runs late normally like that.
No, I thought
she doesn't care.
Yes,
I thought it was rather tossing under the bus as it is. You would think that you might say, oh.
Well, like make up an elaborate lie for her. Yeah, you're right.
We had a problem this morning with one of the kids. No, instead he was, no, you're right.
She forgot to spring forward. Was on all the news channels.
Wait a minute. I know what Don's saying, that, you know, you would say, no, she remembered it, and she left the house about an hour ago, but she's had some car trouble recently.
I have no idea where she could possibly be, except she forgot! Remember that thing that was in the newspapers and on all the network newscasts? Yeah, she didn't do that.
She forgot.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I love you, honey.
Hello. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Lucy Spiewak.
Hey, guys.
What's happening?
There's only one thing that would top being on a cruise with Rosie, would be rubbing some massaged oil in those corn-infested toes of hers while she speaks retarded to you.
And there's something about
her inviting Danny Noriega on that cruise.
That she's trying to be like a little kingmaker. You know, she's like controlling her little...
The gay king.
And like all she does now is sit around and watch the television and then decide, I want him. I want him. I'm going to invite him on the cruise.
He's cute.
Yes, bring him out there. He's very she-male-like.
Ro!
So, can you imagine that, though? She walks into little Danny Noriega, decides to go on the cruise, and then it's the first night of the cruise, and he knocks on the door, and he's invited to Rosie's stateroom.
And he walks in, the first thing, it's like the smell of kitty litter.
And she's just in a big robe with curlers in her hair. Or no, with her bandana on.
Well, look who's here. It's little Danny Noriega. You're queer like me. Come here now.
Come on over. Raisinette? Poppycock?
Poppycock. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, if you guys really think about it, it all depends upon if your lady is right-handed or left-handed.
You know, as Bon Jovi sings, you know, you give gay a bad name, Rosie. You really do. You should just shut up, Rosie.
She's just, I don't know why that disturbs me, that she's just reaching out and going, we want to, just because we saw him on the show when we were eating in bed and we watched him and we liked him, and so now come on our cruise because we're that powerful.
It might be fun to watch him develop as a young man in front of us.
You know, we've got that friend of ours, right, that has the house out there that we go to that would love Danny Noriega to come on. He's his type, 100%.
Look at him. Hello. Hello, Billy. It's Rosie. I have, I have something for you. How would you like the chance to share a room with Danny Noriega from American Idol?
I'm thinking, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to go on the internet, I'm going to offer Danny Noriega a free cruise, but I'm not going to tell him that it's like the room is for two. And if he comes along, I know you've been very lonely, and we can have dinner with him, and then maybe you can have him.
I want to thank you. It's my way of... No. Stop it, Bill. It's my way of thanking you for all the times you backed me when I was fighting against that bitch on The View. Thank you.
Billy, it's the least I can do. I'll let you know if Danny accepts the offer. Yeah, you know the one I'm talking about. Looks like Jessica Alba, maybe a little Angelina Jolie, but he's a male. Yeah, I will. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Important caller.
Hello.
Yes, every call's important to us. Hi there.
Going back to the side of the bed which your woman should sleep on.
Yes.
It really depends upon if she's right-handed or left-handed, if you think about it.
Well, I think really that's irrelevant. You can hop around any way you wish.
It's so much easier if she's right-handed to be on the right-hand side. She can lean over and give you one little snarling.
That happens all the time.
True.
For you, I'm sure.
And because that happens on such a regular basis with all of us, we want to make sure it's the most convenient part of the bed that she's on.
I like to make her work for it.
Pick the side that you want to sleep on as the man in the relationship. Mm-hmm. And for God's sakes, if you've got a shifter every once in a while to make things work, you shift it. You shift her around.
I think it has to do with the side that the man sleeps on that he is most comfortable on.
Yeah. Right.
That points his face away from the wife or the girlfriend, because if you are more comfortable, for example, I sleep on the right side. That is why I turn to the right when it's time for me to go night-night, because
you know what?
If I turn over on the left side, occasionally I will be accused of blowing my snore breath in her face. So it's always more comfortable for me to sleep on my right side.
Face away.
So that's why, that's really kind of the way it evolves. That's why we
I guess to an extent I do that. Although sometimes I do wake up in the middle of the night when I get the push because I, for whatever reason, have, like, I decide I'm going to use her thigh as a pillow. Mm-hmm. I've ended up somehow back, yeah, hey, buddy, mm-hmm. backwards in bed.
Wow.
Yeah.
You mean like with your head down towards the feet?
Yeah.
Wow.
But really? I got my pillows down there and everything.
Do you do that because you're just restless?
Yes.
Or do you do that because you are a super stud?
No, absolutely restless.
Restlessly.
And another nice thank you from this weekend, just a nice little cherry on my weekend.
Yes.
Through no fault of my own. Those of you that snore can relate to this. I can't help it if I snore, okay? I really, really can't. This morning when I woke up at 7 a.m., which used to be 6 a.m., over the weekend, we changed that, got up at 7, and I saw, oh, my lady's not in the bed. I go downstairs. She's wide awake. I say, hey, what's happening? How long you been up? I don't know, 5:30, hour and a half she's been up. I said, what's the problem? She said, oh, it was your snoring. Mm. And I said, whoa, I'm sorry. And then she said, yeah, not even the earplugs worked. And I went, oh, okay.
Ouch.
And I went upstairs to take a dump. And as I walked back into my bedroom.
Stop turning me on.
As I walked back into the bedroom.
The story is really getting me on.
As I walked into the bedroom, I saw by her side of the bed.
Yes.
Indeed. What's the little container?
Earplugs.
With the earplugs.
Oh, God.
Hi there.
Wow.
How you doing?
Have you thought about those Breathe Right strips? I've never tried them.
You know, Buzz, I
have them right by the bed. I put them on occasionally when Carla really complains.
I use them, and I think, yeah, generally speaking, they help. Yeah.
Do you use them every night?
Yeah.
Use them every night?
Absolutely every
right.
night.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But, you know, last night, I guess, was sometimes one of those crazy nights. Mm-hmm.
Well, that would be the name of the new softball team, the Apnea Apples. We're the Apnea Apples. How you all doing?
But it's not a recurring thing with me. It's a once in a
occasion.
And I said to her, if it gets like that, just poke me in the side. Now I'll go in the other room. I don't care. She says, no, it's important you get your sleep.
I actually get awakened occasionally if it's really becoming ridiculous.
Yeah, I do.
And I've had my daughters, down the hall complain because it actually carries down the hall.
Wow.
Sometimes when I'm really sawing wood.
I snore at my worst if I've had a lot to drink.
You know, I have it, or she might have had it. I don't think she has it anymore. But she did this on a family vacation, I think, when we were all up in Maine and played it for my family at breakfast. Carly got her little phone, and it had a little record unit on it, and she recorded it, and it's the most amazingly, not even like that at all. It's so different.
Really?
You know what it is?
Yeah.
It's this high-pitched, like this...
Like a kitty.
It's like this total, this strangulated, like there's very little airway where the wind is getting through.
It was really horrible. Like hard to fight back. And I said, why didn't you just, nudge me? And she looks up at that brave look. It's more important you get your sleep at this point than me. You're goddamn right. She's right, Bob. You're right, Bob.
Bob,
how about you, Bob?
But I got to tell you, as I trudged upstairs to take the morning dump, during the time I left her in the kitchen and made it all the way back upstairs, I was thinking, well, this is one hell of a way to start the day. Come on, I don't need crap like this. And as soon as I opened the door and I saw the little box, and apparently it's got like four different sizes of earplugs. So she'd been styling and trying different ones all night.
Right. The earplugs.
Earplugs.
Earplugs rock.
Yeah.
Earplugs are great. I've only discovered them recently for air travel, and they really work.
Tell you what, Jan, if you're listening, I promise I will do something about that if we can get a butt plug for Oscar.
That's fair.
Have you ever been awakened by his flatulence? And I'm not talking about by sound. By smell?
Yes. Yep. Yes, sir.
Wow.
Scary.
Yes, I have. Yes, yeah. Sir.
And she insists he's up on the bed with you guys?
Well, I insisted as well.
Okay.
And I'm more guilty than she is of like, come here, give Dad some love. And then when he gets up there, it's like, oh, key, right. Because, well, first off, he's a bulldog, so he doesn't have a tail.
Right.
And all he's really got back there is a little hole and his little anal secretion.
Right.
So it's like, when he farts, it's like get out of town.
Right. He's an English bulldog, right?
Yes.
That's, you know, that actually could be a good safety thing. They just came out with a smoke detector for deaf people. I think it was in Japan, that alerts them to fires with the smell of horseradish.
Really?
Yeah, they said horseradish makes you wake up as fast as any odor.
There's nothing that has ever awakened me out of a deep sleep other than flatulence from the dog.
Really?
That's, I will smell, and
never
I'll
heard
go
of that.
And it's the worst feeling in the world because you awaken because there's something so foreign that's coming into your nostrils that you actually have to sit up in bed and go, like, oh my God.
The only other thing that makes you wake up that fast is like if you're going to puke.
Reflux. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep.
If you're laying in bed and all of a sudden your brain says, hey, wake up, stupid. Mm-hmm. Puke's coming.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know? And I think it would be possible, really, that you could wake yourself up with the smell of your own. You know, if it was that bad, that horrible. But I really think it's always been the dog because it'll always be that dog smell.
If it's anything that bad, you'd be awake anyway before you smelled it.
Probably
when you passed it.
I don't know. Sometimes I do that without even knowing it.
God bless you, Mike.
No problem whatsoever.
I've never seen that in the studio.
Yeah. Siree, no problem at all. Well, we've all enjoyed each other's company.
Yes, we have.
For the years we've been together.
Welcome back to What's the Buzz.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm responsible for anal leakage. Yeah. One tape is right by the other tape. Yeah. One lives right next to the other one.
Regis next to Buzz.
One more call. We got to hit a break. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Buddy.
Hi there. What's happening?
Hey, Don. Hey, Mike, I was going to ask, do you find that when you wake up, you have sand in your ear and a baby seal down your throat?
I am not sure I understand the question.
Do we have what in our ear? Sand in our ear?
Maybe
sand. No. This is just for a mic.
I'm not sure I understand. Sand in my ear and a baby seal down my throat?
Yeah.
Please explain.
Please explain the joke.
Wash up on the ocean.
Wash up on the ocean. Oh, because you're a big whale.
There you go.
Oh, my God, that was such a long way to go.
Connection needs to be more direct.
Sorry.
Do you find that when you wake up in the morning, the people at the home say, my God, another sleepless night for the retarded boy?
Hey, my mom says I'm special.
Well, I'm glad we agree on
all
something.
Right.
Good news.
That's a good thing.
Goodbye, eject.
Good day.
I said good day.
I said good day.
Get out of here, you tool.
Another gunslinger.
Are you still there?
No, I think he really did leave.
No, I think he's still up. Nope. He just done run away.
Bet he enjoyed his time. Mama, I made it on the show.
We got a break. Who wants to talk gay when we come back?
Danny Noriega.
Besides him, I meant you, the guys in the room who wants to talk gay.
Always.
All of us.
I mean, I pretend to talk gay, but talk about gays.
Absolutely.
Let's go.
Talk about gay music.
I'm not trying to talk gay, but I'm sounding a little bit like it now.
Well, we've got a list compiled of the gayest songs of all time.
Oh, I love. Now, this is a list. I like this a lot.
Wonderful.
Who supplied this list, Bob?
It's some sort of
gay website.
Thank you, Bob.
Fantastic.
Thank you, Bob Spiewak.
Good stuff, Rob.
Find out.
We'll see you on Project Runway.
We're calling him Bobby.
Is it Tom Gunn?
No, Tim Gunn.
Tim Gunn.
But you're Bobby Speed Bump.
I am.
Yes, she forgot to spring forward.
What you got there, boy?
It's to celebrate the 30th anniversary of the world-renowned gay and lesbian Mardi Gras in Sydney, Australia. The deliciously gay website is called SameSame.com.
Like it.
All right.
Like it a lot.
Top 10 gayest songs of all time.
We'll be the judge of that. Yeah.
When we come back. Is this?
We will, too.
Is this backwards?
Yeah, that's song number 10.
I'm going to count them down.
Counting down to number one. That's so 10.
So that's number one?
That is.
As the numbers get smaller.
The songs get queerer.
Gayer.
Okay. All right. Wow. I just want to say, it's an upset at the top, in my humble opinion.
Really? Are we going to be angry about any of these choices?
No. Mike, how can you be angry about the Pet Shop Boys?
Oh, fantastic.
Oh, there I've tipped my hand.
You couldn't stand it.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.